All right, folks, time for another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook here on WXPC. And we ain't chicken.
We ain't chicken. We have chicken all the time.
I guess I probably eat more chicken than anything, Sam.
I think I do, too. I really love do. It. I always did, you know. And when, you know, when you're setting up your password and you have to have these secret questions, and you know, that you're going to have to answer when you lose your password, which, you know, happens to me occasionally. And it says, you know, what's your favorite food? Guess what I say?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I don't ever hear many complaints about fried chicken.
You know, fried chicken is one of those things that I believe we could do a whole year of shows on varieties of fried chicken.
Everybody
and
does
nobody
it.
Would mind.
Everybody does it a little different. Most people did it like Mama did it, you know. That's the way Mama fried chicken,
right.
So that's the way. And I've tried, you know, all different kinds. I've done the oven-baked where you bread it. And Lee, if he didn't know that, he'd think it was all right. But when he sees me do that, he don't think it's as good as that old ironer skillet fried chicken. But I like it any way it goes. And these aren't fried chicken recipes. But they're all kind of easy, and I know nobody cares about that.
When it's that time of the year, kiddos are back in school. Everybody's got football and cheerleading and band and chorus and... The list goes on and on. Mom and daddies are busy right now.
Everybody's busy. And, you know, it's going to... hadn't it been a wonderful month?
It's been beautiful.
I think it's going to cool off, but, I mean, it's just been
it's
super.
Felt like September, and, you know, it makes me want those hearty...
Hearty dishes.
Chicken dishes.
Well, Paul, we wanted hearty chicken dishes
when
it was 92.
Look, I was trying to justify it.
95. You know, everybody knows that's no better than
that. That's right.
They said they need chili if it's 110.
I got air conditioning. I ain't worried about it.
I'm not going to sit out there on the porch and eat it.
No.
You could sit on the porch and eat lately, though. It's been so good.
Been lovely.
I tell you, it has just been a wonderful summer. Okay, let's
talk about it. You got, oven stuff for us or crock pot today?
Well, this is oven. This is oven. You maybe could do this in the crock pot.
But this is oven. I love my oven, though.
Oh, yeah. I do, too. And, you know, like you say, we got air conditioning now. And stoves are better. It seems like when I have my oven on, it doesn't make the kitchen as hot as it used to.
Nah, it doesn't bother me.
I think they're better insulated. You know, we used to probably have these little, they were just little tin layers.
Right.
And they really put that heat out. But, and I got a big exhaust fan, too, which pulls that heat out of that kitchen, too.
That helps. I love them oven. I love chicken in the oven.
Oh, I do, too. I love that beer can chicken. You know, you do it on the grill, but I can do it in the oven, too, and it's good, good, good. Okay, let's talk about this creamy chicken bake. There's nothing bad about that, is there?
No.
2.5 to 3 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts. You know, 4 large breasts to be about that. The kind you get at the grocery are so big anymore. 1 can of cream of mushroom soup. 1 can of cream of chicken soup. Cup of sour cream. And an 8-ounce can of mushrooms, the recipe called for. But, you know, I really think fresh mushrooms are so much better than canned mushrooms. So it doesn't take you any time to take a box of mushrooms and slice them up and use
right.
the fresh ones. 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon of chives, if you've got those, and I've got those out on the in the back patio growing, so that's really, I always love to find a recipe that says chives. I imagine your mama's got a few chives, too.
I'd say there's onion chives and garlic chives, and I don't know what else she's got, but I guarantee she's got
You know, if you leave the chives now, but they just, I just think they give a little fresh, good taste to it. A few dashes of paprika and salt and pepper to taste. And you preheat your oven to 350. And this is, I got a kick out of this recipe because most of them, you know, it doesn't say, it says grease. A 9 by 13 baking dish. I always like that because I think of that as grease.
Yeah.
And you can use non-stick cooking spray, which is what I do anymore most of the time instead of greasing. And you place the chicken breast in the baking dish in a single layer of salt and pepper. In a medium-sized bowl, mix soup, sour cream, onion powder, mushroom, chives, and water. Next, evenly pour over the top of the chicken and lightly sprinkle with paprika. Bake on the middle rack, uncovered, for approximately 1 hour until the chicken breast is cooked thoroughly and internal temperature reaches 170 degrees. But, you know, I think my internal temperature tells me when it looks like it's about that.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I do. Angie's bought me a couple of meat thermometers, and I've yet to use one.
You know,
when I cook butts and shoulders, I pop that bone out, and I know she's done.
I know. The only thing I'll ever hardly use the thermometer on, and I've had a couple a couple, at least a couple of dozen of them, is on prime rib. And when I put that great big old expensive piece of meat in there, I like to see if that's stuff. Have you ever cooked prime rib in a smoker?
I have never cooked a prime rib. Eaten pounds of it.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
But I've never cooked one.
How did I wander off on that in the middle of the chicken recipe?
Oh, that sounds fine. I was trying to think what I'd rub it with. You've ruined me. While you're talking about chicken, I'm going to be over here saying, what am I going to rub on that prime rib? And smoke it.
And then when it's ready, you serve it with your favorite veggie like broccoli or green beans and a side of rice and noodles. Or you cook you some rice and dip that, you know, you got to have that creamy sauce on something.
I think rice, and I was thinking about, when you were talking about that recipe, I was thinking about rice.
Well, you know, there was an old recipe that people used to fix all the time.
And I loved it.
They called it Sunday morning chicken or something like that, because people put it in the oven before they went to church, and they would put rice and put that chicken and then put the soups on top of it.
I loved it.
Oh, loved. Well, I love chicken and rice. I can just boil an old chicken and put a couple of dry rice in there and slurp that up right off.
That's good stuff.
Of course, I like everything.
Besides parsnips and gooseberries.
I know. You know what I don't like? It says additional chives on the top after the bacon.
That twists my arm.
Makes it pretty, doesn't it? So that's pretty good. That's one little chicken recipe.
That sounds good.
And then I got an easy one here that's good, too. The foil packet bacon ranch chicken recipe.
Oh, boy. Every kid in the county like it. Ranch is the rage, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Everybody calls it Kentucky ketchup.
I see people all the time, they dip the french fries in it. They dip, of course, they put chicken tenders in it. They put
pizza
dip
crust.
Their sandwiches in it. Yeah. Or just, of course, vegetables, you know, is the nice way, but I really like the chicken tenders better. This is a four packet bacon ranch chicken recipe, as I said. You take two potatoes, 2 cups of frozen or canned green beans, 2 chicken breasts, 4 teaspoons of ranch mix, 4 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese, and 4 slices of bacon cooked and chopped. And I have to admit, I didn't use the canned green beans. I put some broccoli in there. I'm not much green bean casserole. That reminded me too much of that.
I'd rather have broccoli.
I did the broccoli. You want to use heavy doodle foil for a foil pack so it won't break when you're grilling. You can do this on the grill or do it in the oven, either way you want to. You can use regular foil, but if you do, you probably need to double wrap it. Take four pieces of foil and spray with nonstick spray. Place 1/2 potato peeled and sliced in the middle of each foil, and you top with your green beans or your broccoli or whatever veggie suits. Yeah, you probably could put zucchini on there.
That sounds good.
And place on chicken breast on top and season with salt and pepper to taste. You sprinkle your teaspoon of ranch mix, 1 on each packet, and this is for 4 packets, and place 1 tablespoon of butter on the top. Add 1/4 cup of shredded cheese and the crumbled up bacon. Fold up the sides of the foil, then fold up the other side to make a foil pack, and place it on the grill or a campfire in the oven for 30 minutes. Open the foil packets carefully and enjoy dinner.
Wow, now that sounds
easy,
good.
That's easy and good. That yeah, I like good. Ranch too. I like...
And bacon. Have mercy.
Cheese and bacon and ranch.
Come on.
I can't think of much of anybody that wouldn't like that.
I thought about you the other morning. I was up and Angie was out for a walk and the kiddos had completed a couple days of school and they were sleeping in and I wanted something fierce. And we always have good old brown country eggs around. I didn't really know what to do, so I had some tomatoes. I fried me an egg, and then I took some turkey and some bacon and some cheese and made a little like hollandaise sauce and kind of had kind of a hot brown omelet.
Oh, that sounds good.
I was so proud of myself. And I was like, Sammy would be so proud of me. I got so creative.
So creative.
It was.
You should have written that recipe down so you could have just.
It was not correct at all. But it just had enough of that hint of hot brown taste
hot
that
brown
I was
tasting.
Satisfied, you know.
I can see that.
Hot brown omelet.
I tell you, I'm ready to make some hot browns. I haven't made any for a long time.
Been craving.
They're pretty good.
All these chicken oven recipes, they make me, I guess the soups and the creamy sauces make me think about
hot browns
because you know I'm crazy about them.
Oh.
I have hot brown problem.
I do too.
I really do.
What is that song you play that you play about the drinking problem?
Yeah, I have a hot brown problem.
I have
problem.
A hot brown problem.
No problem at all.
Give me some chicken enchiladas here from Mexico.
That sounds good.
Then I'll have chickened out everybody, I think. 3 cups of chopped cooked chicken, and you know you can cook this yourself or you can have a rotisserie chicken. 2 cups of shredded Monterey Jack cheese with peppers, 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1 can, 4.5 ounce can of chopped green chilies, drained, 1/3 of a cup chopped cilantro, and if you don't like that, you can always leave it out, 8 flour tortillas, some spray, vegetable cooking spray, an 8-ounce container of sour cream, an 8-ounce bottle of green taco sauce. And your toppings are to suit you: diced tomatoes, chopped avocado, chopped green onions, sliced striped olives, and chopped cilantro. You stir together those first 5 ingredients and spoon the chicken meat mixture evenly over each tortilla and roll up. Arranged in a lightly greased 13-by-19-inch baking dish. Coat tortillas with vegetable cooking spray. Bake at 350 for 35 to 40 minutes until golden brown. Stir together the sour cream and the taco sauce and spoon it over the hot enchiladas and sprinkle with whatever kind of topping you want. That sounds good.
And I love that green sauce.
Oh, I love it too.
There's some of them, I've had some like traditional tomatillo sauces that have been too bitter, that I'm not.
You don't like the flavor of it.
I'm not Mexican enough for. Because my Mexican buddies, they love it.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you just don't have the palate for it. But I do like
them. There is one Mexican spice, espinado or something like that, that I really don't like the taste of. But
it's got an odd taste.
I like most Mexican.
I love tomatillos though. Okay. Some of the sauces are a little, and I think it's a bitter taste that my Southern American palate can't handle. You know, there's a bitterness there.
I like Mexican. I really do. I enjoy Miguel's Dirtington. Apologies for this recipe, Carlos.
Hey, I tell you what, Carlos is my buddy, and he runs a tight ship.
He does.
It is as good, you know, and I spend a lot of time in Texas and places. I'll put Carlos up against any of those places.
I think it's really good. I really do enjoy it. Well, I think I've chickened them out. What do you think?
Well, it all sounds good. I'm starved to death, man. See what you've done.
I know. I do this every time, Paul.
But we ain't chicken. We'll do it again. Folks, if you got recipes you'd like to share with Sammy or one you'd like to request, just let her know. Email her at sammyq@bbtel.com. And until next time.
Don't ever trust a skinny cook.